to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank everyone for coming. It's good to see everyone, and we're off to a good start for the school year. Mrs. Strong just said lots of tears and all that in the beginning for some of the littles, but everything's working and going along fine, so thanks to everybody that helped. It's always a really stressful time at the beginning of the year. any other board members have any comments?
I've got one thing I'd like to address.
Sure.
I don't know if anybody remembers, but at the end of the school year last year, the pre-K students received some equipment from a grant from Glens Falls Hospital, I guess.
Yes.
And I guess it came back in May, and I think we're having some struggles getting that together. And I think that we as a board, if there's anything that we can do to assist in making that happen, whether we need to hire a contractor or whatever we need to do, I think that the fall weather is upon us, and you know, not allowing these children to benefit from such a wonderful gift is not a good thing. So whomever is in charge of that, if we could make that happen and let us know if you need something, preferably by the next board meeting, I'd like to very much see that done and dealt with. I would think that it's non-permanent equipment, so this should be able to be put together. I know in the past that we've had volunteer days when other equipment was purchased, and I'm more than happy to show up myself to make that happen if that's what we need to do. So
absolutely.
Whomever is spearheading that operation, if you need to reach out to me personally, or I'm sure that anyone else here at the table would be happy to assist, but let's make that happen, please.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah, that's something Lori's been working on that with Shane to try to get that accomplished, so that's something that's in the works. Lori and I, neither of us were aware that, number one, the grant had been written, it wasn't communicated to us, number two, that equipment arrived, or number three, we needed to install it.
Right.
So when we found that out, we changed some procedures to make sure that those things, number one, don't happen in the future,
mm-hmm.
And number two, we're now working on a plan to get those things installed.
Okay. So, yeah. Well, if there's something you need, please let us know.
I just got one, Rox.
Yes.
A couple of times about the pool, but it says school started, so are we going to have some meetings to get?
Yes, we've had several, as a matter of fact, behind the scenes for these things, and the plan is late October, November, December, to have a series of community meetings, and then likely do the vote after the holidays, probably during the month of January.
Okay.
Yep. So we're in process. We've got some pretty good design work. The Buildings and Grounds Committee has had an opportunity to look at the designs. So we're in process, and we'll be working with the architects to come up and give a presentation again to the Board of Education, and we'll start doing that.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, you're welcome. Anyone else? Okay, superintendent comment.
All right, it's great to be back. Nice to see all the faces in the school again. I've had a pretty busy start to the school year. I'd like to give a big thanks to our custodial maintenance staff. The buildings, the grounds look phenomenal, as always. This year, things just they look terrific. We appreciate that. Our bus drivers and our mechanics have done a phenomenal job over in the bus garage, making sure our kids are picked up and dropped off in as timely a manner as we can do in the first week of school. Things continuously get better. We continue to struggle with finding bus drivers. So again, I implore everyone, if you know someone that has an interest in driving a bus, would like to get a CDL, we do the training with them, working through BOCES. We'd love to have them join us. Our sports teams are off and performing, doing well. Our football team, combined football team, is off to a 2-1 start. Our girls soccer team is off to a 4-2 start. Cross country has its first league match tomorrow, but our modified team, JV team, just modified team, I think came in second in a big tournament this past weekend. So Definitely hats off to the to our young runners. Golf starting off with a little bit of a difficult season. They're 1-4, but they're three of the four matches that they've lost, they've lost 3 of 4. So golf team's doing pretty well. It's a young group. They're working hard. Got a few events coming up. The elementary school open house is coming up on the 27th. High school is on the 28th. Ethan will be speaking a little bit about a freshman forum that's coming forward. And Adriana, I've asked to talk a little bit as well about a character ed program that they've got up and running and rolling for the year. So, Adriana, if you talk a little bit about the elementary school and what you've got happening.
Yep. So we're going to have monthly citizen assemblies. So our first assembly will be at the end of September. We're going to recognize two different awards for students that are displaying good behavior that will hopefully continue to encourage others to follow, follow suit. So we'll have a citizen of the month, and this person will exemplify respect for the month of September. And then each month after that, we have a different character trait. And then we'll have a railroader of the month. So they are safe, respectful, and responsible. And those are the three things that we implement within our PBIS program, too. So just a little something to bring all the kids together in assemblies and recognize those that are, forthcoming with good behavior.
Nice. Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Ethan.
So one of the things we've realized over the past couple of years is how parents do not understand how to graduate with New York Standards, the pathways of New York Standards, the Regents tests and what they mean and when we take them and why we take them. So I've invited all of the freshman parents in to discuss this. We are going to feed them, and there are 56... ninth graders, and we have over 40 parents coming. So
nice.
This is huge. Yeah. And we're going to talk about what a Regents exam is, what happens when we don't pass it, what happens when we do pass it, the credits that you need to graduate. This all starts, the clock starts ticking when they are freshmen. So we need to get our parents on board. The power of SchoolTool. Many of our parents do not realize that you can see grades, what assignments are missing, what assignments are up and coming, attendance, everything's in SchoolTool. So we are going to show parents all of this information, and we will follow up with the parents again once around Christmas time, then again once in late winter or early spring.
Ethan, is there anything that goes home for seventh grade parents to talk about SchoolTool? I'm just saying, because obviously I've got a seventh grader, so I've used it, and I'm familiar with programs like it, so for me, it's relatively straightforward. But
so we're building the same program for middle school as well. This will probably take place closer to Halloween.
Okay,
yep.
Great.
Kendra, any updates you want to provide on special ed?
Special ed is running smoothly. We're lucky enough to have some of Shannon's grad students working with us, so that's been really nice. And all is going well as of right now.
Terrific. One last thing I want to mention. Last year, our safety and security committee had a couple of meetings, and we discussed some issues that had raised their head last year in reference to dangerous weapons, those sorts of things potentially coming into a school. One of the things that we talked about was ensuring that our visitors coming into the school district are well aware, number one, of our policy, and number two, how our policy relates to New York State Penal Code. So what we put together for each of our buildings at the main offices where people would be signing in, number one is our policy of the prohibition of weapons on school grounds. Number two is actual penal law section 26501. Which references what is considered a weapon in New York State public schools. These things are kind of bound together at the secretarial desk, and any of our visitors also sign this sign-in log now, and at the top of the sign-in log, it indicates, I understand that weapons of any kind are not permitted on school grounds. I attest that I've brought nothing on campus or into the school that would violate this policy. We reference WCSD policy 3411 as well as New York State Penal Code. So again, these are directly signed by any visitor that's coming into the school and will be in the school, not the folks that are dropping things off, running in to drop off a script or whatever the case may be for their parents or a child, but anybody that's going to be a visitor in the school, to make sure that there's no confusion.
Would you send us a copy
absolutely.
Of all that, please?
Yep. And that's all I have.
Board.
All right. Let's see. We have, or you have in front of you, the treasurer's report, and I would like to recommend the board take action to approve the reports listed on the treasurer's report.
Do we have a motion to approve?
Make a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Pratt. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mrs. Norton. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you.
All right, you have before you the Board of Education minutes of August 21, 2023. I'd like to recommend the board take action to approve those minutes.
Do we have a motion to approve those minutes?
So moved.
Dr. Newell, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Pratt. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
The Audit and Finance Committee met on August 21. In front of you, you have those minutes. I would like to recommend the Board of Ed take action to approve the minutes of August 21st.
Do we have a motion to approve those minutes?
So moved.
Dr. Newell, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mrs. Norton. Any discussion?
I'll abstain.
Thank you. Mr. Pratt is abstaining. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Aye. Carried.
The CSE, CPSE, met on May 16 and 30, as well as June 1, 12, and 22, and August 28. You have before you those minutes. I would like to recommend the Board of Ed take action to approve them.
Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Mr. LaChapelle, do we have a second?
Second.
Second. Mrs. Norton?
Mrs. Norton.
She beat you.
She did.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
We have a few resignations. Dawn Barrett has resigned to take a position in another school district, the position speech-language pathology, effective August 24. Sharon Stedman has accepted a position in another district in the position of school psychologist. And Mr. Charlie Wilbur will be resigning for the purpose of retirement from his position of head auto mechanic, effective September 28, and I would like to accept that with regret for Charlie's multiple years of service to the school district.
Do we have a motion to approve those resignations?
So moved.
Mr. Barber, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Lambert, I think. Got it. Mr. Lambert. Also, on behalf of the board, we would like to thank Mr. Wilbur as well for his service to the community all this time. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
We have a series of appointments. Would you like to take these as a group, or should we do them separately?
Does anyone have a problem taking them as a group? So take them as a group.
Okay, I would like to recommend the appointment of Mr. Charlie Wilbur to the position of substitute bus driver. Charlie has agreed to stick around and continue to drive for us on a substitute basis, so we certainly would like to thank him for that. I'd also like to recommend the appointment of Jean Ward to the position of substitute nurse, filling in up the hill at the elementary school. I'd also like to recommend Tony Brooks-Hilder to the position of substitute nurse. She and Jean are splitting the duties and responsibilities until we are able to find a full-time school nurse for the elementary building. I'd also like to recommend Ms. Lexi Deichelt to the position of account clerk, effective August 7, 2023. She had previously been appointed, but as a result of an issue with the CSEA test, civil service test, we need to reappoint. I'd also like to recommend Catherine McCoy to the position of school bus aide, effective September 23. We'd also like to recommend a group of teachers who have agreed to participate in the elementary school after-school program. Samantha Godfrey has agreed to serve as program coordinator. Emily Brockway, Lexi Parker, Rachel Lavin, and Lindsay Garone as teacher, and Maya Touchette as an aide. We also have a lengthy list of coaches that I would like to recommend the board take action to approve as well.
We have a motion to approve.
So moved.
Mr. Pratt, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Dudley. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
We have one leave of absence I'd like to recommend, Ms. Sarah Gibo. I would like to take a leave of absence on or about October 20 until approximately December 15 of 2023 for maternity leave.
Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Mrs. Norton, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Dr. Newell. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Greta has gotten her paperwork in early this year. Greta is looking to utilize the school district on May 29, 31st, and 1st for the step in time
dance recital.
Thank you. That's the word I was looking for. I appreciate it. I seldom participated in those as a youngster. So we look forward to having Greta and her students here in the building.
Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Mr. Dudley, all in favor? No, I'm sorry. We have a second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Mowat. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
You do have in front of you a transportation contract with Durin. I would like to recommend the board take action to approve said contract beginning September 7 through the end of the school year, June 25.
Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Dr. Newell, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mrs. Norton. Any discussion?
What is the route that the contract covers? Is it a specific route? Or
this is a student going to Fort Edward.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a specialty student going to a.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. we are now down to visitors' comments. Anyone?
Request or whatnot. We were just speaking about Charlie Wilbur and all his years of service. I remember a time ago where the board used to recognize the CSCA members for their years of service, and it really meant a lot. It was brought up to me a couple of weeks ago, hey, why don't they do that anymore? I said, I don't know, I'll bring it up at the board meeting. You know, they used to give a little pin for the years of service with a nice certificate, and just to boost the morale. I think, you know, if we could look into something like that, it would be great.
We certainly can. Any other comments? Okay, so we do need a motion to go into executive session. For the medical, financial, credit, or employment history of a particular person or corporation or matters leading to the appointment, employment, promotion, demotion, discipline, suspension, dismissal, or removal of a particular person or corporation. Do we have a motion?
So moved.
Mr. Dudley, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Pratt. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. So the end of the public meeting is over. Thank you for coming.